Investigators say two small airplanes collided in the air west of Anchorage about noon today. One plane crashed in water at the mouth of the Susitna River, killing one person on board, while the other was able to continue flying to Anchorage, where it made an emergency landing. Clint Johnson, head of the National Transportation Safety Board's Alaska region, says the pilot who landed the damaged Cessna 175 in Anchorage reported the planes were flying directly at each other.
He suddenly saw an airplane that was basically spinner to spinner, nose to nose. He made an evasive maneuver by pulling back on the yoke, which obviously the airplane climbed very quickly. There was a collision. Don't know where the other airplane was struck, but struck his nose gear and left landing gear, sheared both of those off in the collision. Then the second airplane descended uncontrollably into the waters of the mouth of the Big Sioux.
Johnson says the surviving pilot described the other plane as a high-winged Cessna, but had no better description than that. He says the NTSB believes the person who died was the pilot and sole occupant, but it remained unclear this afternoon if there were any passengers. Johnson says the deceased person's name is being withheld pending notification of next of kin.